Well, we kick off the new work week on yet another warming trend across the area. Temperatures today will reach the mid-80s. The average is about 77. So we're going to be about 7 to 9 degrees above average today. And there'll be a little disturbance that's going to move across Georgia during the afternoon hours. And we'll be kind of on the southern edge in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but close enough that we should see a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm develop along a little that little disturbance, and then as the sea breeze tries to push inland. It looks like the best chance will be for these to develop anywhere from about Highway 301 to I-95 between 5 and 6 p.m. or so, give or take, 4 and 6 p.m. maybe, and then we'll move pretty quickly to the east-northeast. So this does not look to be much rain, if anything at all, west of Highway 301, and then a better chance east of Highway 301, even better chance from about I-95 to the beaches. Having said that, coverage still only looks to be about 30 to 40% of the area. And then the story the next few days will be the big warming trend, with temperatures at or very near record highs. You know, we tied the record high Saturday when we hit 90 degrees. We had the big severe weather outbreak on Friday in parts of the South and Midwest, and Tennessee Valley, with at least 26 dead as of last count. And now yet another big severe weather outbreak ahead for tomorrow in roughly the same area, parts of the Midwest and Tennessee Valleys, parts of the Deep South even. But that system, as it lifts out to the north and east, will only bring a weakening cool front by Friday, much like the big storm system did on Friday that caused the severe weather in the Midwest and a big blizzard on its cold side, likewise tomorrow. But as it moves to the north and east, the front's weakening as it moves in here, and we just don't get as much rain. In the interim, we have the very warm temperatures with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Record highs are 90, 91, and 90, respectively. So we're going to be close. And then by Friday, that front finally sinks into the area. Winds will shift to out of the east and northeast. It won't be as warm. We'll still reach the low 80s. And there'll also be an opportunity, at least, for a few showers to develop Friday into Friday night. Early peak at the Easter weekend is a mix of clouds and sun. There's the chance for some scattered showers, especially Saturday, it would appear right now. And temperatures won't be as hot, generally in the upper 70s to around 80. So it'll be more comfortable from a temperature standpoint. We'll have to keep an eye on that front, how far away it moves. And gets pushed, as far as that will largely dictate how much rain we might or might not get here in the local areas we head into the weekend. Masters week. Wow, how fun is that? I can remember growing up north in the Midwest and watching the Masters and thinking, oh, spring can't be too far away, right? When we'd still usually have to wait at least weeks, if not a month or more. But it was always something to see when it was still cold and there weren't any leaves on the trees yet. You were lucky if there were any buds on the trees at that point, while it looked so lush, of course, in Augusta. And for Augusta, it's actually a fairly unsettled week of weather into the weekend, so that it might become a story. There'll be a chance for scattered showers just about each and every day, and temperatures will start out very warm for the practice rounds the next couple of days, and then cool off some with more cloud cover and that chance for some scattered showers. So that'll be something to watch for the Masters. And we, of course, turned the calendars to April 1st on Saturday. So the April averages, the average low and high temperature goes from 53 and 77 at the beginning of the month to 60 and 83 by the end of the month as we start to climb those temperatures as we get deeper into spring. We average 3.42 inches of rain as we head toward the peak of our wildfire season in April and especially May. Critical to try to get as much moisture as we can this time of year. We ended the month of March, by the way, just about right at average, which is nice to see. We got some decent rains at times. Let's hope we can keep it up during the month of April. And we gain 48 minutes of daylight over the next 4 weeks. Sunrise at 7:16 a.m., sunset at 7:45 to begin the month. Sunrise on April 30th at 6:44 a.m. and sets after 8 o'clock at 8:03 p.m. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.